Welcome to episode 996 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The primary role of Levitical priests was to act as intermediaries between sinful people and God. Priests were chosen by God to serve on behalf of humanity, requiring them to be compassionate and empathetic. In Hebrews 5:5-10, Paul explains Jesus perfectly meets these requirements. He was appointed by God, and he understands our struggles because he himself endured suffering. But there are key differences between Jesus and the priests. Jesus was not, as Hebrews 5 verse 1 puts it, selected from among men. Instead, he took on human nature specifically to serve us. Unlike other priests, Jesus did not offer sacrifices for his own sins because he was without sin. His sacrifice was solely for us. Hebrews mentions Jesus prayed to him who was able to save him from death and was heard. This refers to the second death, from which God delivered Jesus when he raised him on the third day. It also states Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. Jesus, as God, was not accustomed to obedience, since he ruled over all and was obeyed by all. His experience of obedience was something new, not because he had been disobedient, but because, as God, he had never needed to obey. Jesus' suffering and death on the cross are integral to his role as our high priest. His sufferings did not make him more merciful or morally superior. Rather, Jesus came to earth already filled with mercy, which is why he showed compassion for us. What Hebrews emphasizes is through his sufferings, Jesus' love, and deep submission to the Father's will, as our representative, were fully manifested and proven. He was perfected in the sense that his sufferings qualified him to serve as our high priest. His perfect life of obedience and sacrificial death on the cross formed the offering he presents to the Father on our behalf. Melchizedek was a Canaanite king of Salem, later known as Jerusalem, and a priest of the Most High God, who appears briefly in the Old Testament in Genesis 14. He is described as meeting Abraham after the patriarch's victory over several kings, blessing him and receiving a tithe from him. Melchizedek's unique combination of roles as both a king and a priest, along with the absence of any recorded genealogy, birth, or death, makes him a mysterious figure in biblical history. While Abraham is considered the father of the Hebrew faith, Melchizedek, who was both a king and a priest, is regarded as greater than Abraham, since the patriarch gave him a tithe. Like this mysterious Canaanite, Jesus is both king and priest. But unlike Melchizedek, Jesus lived a sinless life. Hebrews 7 verse 15 describes Jesus as a priest in the likeness of Melchizedek. This phrase, along with an earlier reference in chapter 5 to Jesus being a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, means that Jesus' priesthood is not a continuation of Melchizedek's, but rather similar in its unique qualities. Paul points out that Melchizedek is described as having no father, mother, genealogy, birth, or death. Some have speculated that Melchizedek was an early appearance of Jesus, but this interpretation does not fit the argument in Hebrews, which says Melchizedek resembles Jesus, indicating that he was distinct from him. Another theory suggests that Melchizedek was a heavenly being, but this would conflict with the argument in Hebrews. If Melchizedek had no father, mother, beginning, or end, he would have to be divine. And a divine priesthood preceding Jesus would contradict Hebrews' claim that no further priest would be needed. Instead, Hebrews uses the lack of information in Scripture about Melchizedek's birth, death, and genealogy as a symbol to illustrate the eternal nature of Jesus' priesthood. Melchizedek, therefore, is just a man, albeit a remarkable king-priest, who served as a type or foreshadowing of Christ. As one author explains, Melchizedek was not Christ, but he was the voice of God in the world, the representative of the Father, through whom Christ spoke and led his people across generations. Priests served as intermediaries between God and humans, but Hebrews points out that the Levitical priests could not offer complete access to God or achieve perfection because they themselves were not perfect. Additionally, the sacrifices they offered, which were based on animals, could not cleanse a sinner's conscience. Instead, they foreshadowed the coming ministry of Jesus and his ultimate sacrifice, which alone could provide true cleansing from sin. Thus, the role of the Levitical priests and their sacrifices was meant to be temporary and symbolic, pointing forward to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The change in priesthood also required a change in the law, as Hebrews 7 verse 12 explains. Under the Old Testament law, only those from the lineage of Levi through Aaron could serve as priests. But Jesus, who belonged to the tribe of Judah, was not qualified to be a Levitical priest by these standards. Therefore, the appointment of Jesus as a priest according to the order of Melchizedek indicates that God has changed the law of the priesthood. Furthermore, Jesus' coming also brought about a change in the law of sacrifices. Under the Old Covenant, atonement for sins required a variety of animal sacrifices, detailed in the first seven chapters of Leviticus, but with Jesus' perfect sacrifice, the need for animal sacrifices was abolished. This change reflects the New Covenant and the more complete understanding of God's plan for salvation. Jesus became a priest based on his indestructible life and his eternal ministry. This has profound implications. It means that Jesus' ministry will never be replaced or outdone. He saves completely and forever, as Hebrews 7 verse 25 puts it, to the uttermost. He offers a salvation that is full, final, and reaches the deepest parts of human existence. Jesus' role as our intercessor includes all the blessings promised under the new covenant, far beyond just the forgiveness of sins. This covenant also involves placing God's law in our hearts, transforming us into new creations, and empowering the spread of the gospel throughout the world. As both God and man, Jesus represents us before the Father, and because he sacrificed his life, he enjoys perfect favor with God. Hebrews 7 verse 22 calls Jesus the guarantor of the new covenant, a role affirmed by God's oath that he would be a priest forever. This oath is of tremendous significance. Unlike the oaths made to the Israelites in the desert or to Abraham, which were limited to the lives of mortal beneficiaries, God's oath to Jesus, whose life is eternal, is binding forever. In ancient times, a guarantor was responsible for the same penalties as the person they represented, even to the point of death. Jesus, as our guarantee, assures us that God will fulfill his promises without fail. This is how we can be absolutely certain of the salvation we have in Jesus. Jesus was holy, meaning he was completely blameless in his relationship with God. In the Old Testament, the same Greek term is used for those who kept their covenant with God and others. Jesus was undefiled, remaining pure and untouched by evil, even though he was tempted in every way. His perfect sinlessness was crucial for his role as our high priest. Under the Old Covenant, sacrifices had to be without blemish to be acceptable to God. Because of his perfect obedience, Jesus could offer himself as the ultimate acceptable sacrifice. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he became separated from sinners. The Greek verb suggests that this is his current state, which began at a specific point in time. Although Jesus endured the hostility of sinners during his earthly life, he overcame and now sits at the right hand of God. He is also separate from sinners in that he was perfectly sinless. Jesus is exalted above the heavens, which means he is elevated above everything and shares equality with God. In the Psalms, it is God who is described as being exalted above the heavens. This reference applies to both Father and Son. While Jesus was fully human, he was not tainted by sin as we are. His perfection is not only because he never sinned, but also because he was never corrupted by sin. To be corrupted by sin means that one's thoughts, desires, and actions are influenced and distorted by a fallen nature, leading one away from God's will. Still, as a fully human being, Jesus serves as our example. He shows us how to live faithfully and is the model we should follow, because he is holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners. He is our Savior, and we are called to reflect his character. Hebrews 4 verses 14 to 16, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews provides a profound revelation of Jesus as our ultimate high priest, who meets our deepest needs by bridging the gap between humanity and God. Unlike the imperfect Levitical priests, Jesus offers a perfect once-for-all sacrifice and continues to intercede for us in a way that is eternal and effective. Through his life, death, resurrection, and ongoing ministry, he fulfills all that the priesthood was meant to accomplish, granting us direct access to God and the assurance of salvation. Father, thank you for sending Jesus as our perfect high priest, who understands our struggles and intercedes for us with compassion and mercy. Help us to hold firmly to our faith, knowing that we have a Savior who is both holy and human, who offers us grace in our times of need. Strengthen us to follow his example and reflect his character in all that we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.